And now, a moment of science about patronage through flattery, how a 17th century scientist made his living. Galileo Galilei wanted a court appointment with those well-known patrons of the arts, the Medici family of Florence. In 1607, word had come that Prince Cosimo de' Medici was interested in magnetism. Galileo responded with a flattering and educational gift, a lodestone, a natural magnet, on a handsome base inscribed with the Latin words, Vim facit amor, love produces strength. The lodestone's strength was demonstrated by two little iron anchors stuck to its poles, anchors made under Galileo's personal supervision by artisans in Venice. Galileo's pressing concern now was to deliver this lodestone to the Medici courier, whose address he had been given, in time for the last Sunday night dispatch from Venice to Florence. His own letters give us a picture of Galileo quite different from those serene museum portraits. The great Galileo, plying the canals of Venice on a rainy Sunday night with a surly gondolier, knocking on one door after another in the dark, looking for the Medici courier in order to deliver a lodestone with two little iron anchors stuck to it, mounted on a base, inscribed with the Latin words for love produces strength. The lodestone eventually made it to Florence, and Galileo got his appointment, not so much because of the lodestone, but because he named the four large moons of Jupiter, which he discovered, the Medician stars. The name didn't stick. Today we call Jupiter's four largest moons the Galilean satellites. This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.